Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth with your host, Diane Helbig. Diane is a leading small business development and leadership coach, author, and speaker who is passionate about sharing valuable ideas, tips, and techniques with business professionals worldwide. Diane brings you the world's experts and gurus in all things business, whether it's sales, structure, social media, planning, or plateauing, guests bring their expertise and energy to each episode. When growing your business is your focus, Accelerate Your Business Growth is the show to listen to. Got a topic or guest suggestion? Let Diane know. The goal is to make sure you have the information you need to move your business forward. Thanks for joining us. Settle in and enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Today's podcast is sponsored by Audible.com. You can head on over to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth, sign up for a free trial, and then go exploring. Check out all of the audio content that is there. The Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast continues to enjoy inclusion on lists of the best podcasts to listen to. This is really because of the guests. These are folks who have expertise in particular areas of business, and they join me for a conversation where they share that expertise with all of you. Today is no different. My guest today is Henry Kaminsky. Henry got his start as a self-taught graphic designer and eventual brand consultant, defying the odds to build a multi-million dollar business over 12 years. He's brought his particular expertise at building click funnels to a remarkably diverse range of business owners and professionals, from musician Jon Bon Jovi and Fabio Viviani to internet marketing expert Russell Brunson, the latter of whom named Henry the Million Dollar Brander. Thanks so much for joining me today, Henry.
Diane, what an intro. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Thanks so much for being here. So, I want to start with, I have a question for you about branding, and then, I have a bunch of other questions for you, but we will go from there. So will you explain to the listeners how branding helps with sales conversion?
Absolutely. So let's define branding the best way that I've learned it as a person, an expert in this space for over 14 years. It's the gut feeling people get when they interact with you, your business, product, or service. It's that old saying, you know, it's what they say about you after you leave the room. That is branding at its best. And I got this definition from Marty Neumeier. He is a god in the branding space. He's wrote books like The Brand Gap, The Brand Flip, and a few others. And when I came across that definition from him, it really, really resonated with me. So when a lot of people think of branding, they think of colors, they think of what it looks like and the logo and website and all that stuff. Those are your brand assets. But brand is that feeling, that connection, that experience that people receive when they come in contact with your business. So here's the million-dollar question. How do you want to show up?
Yeah.
And who are you showing up to? That's how we begin to establish brand for a business.
So this is really interesting. So small business owners really need to realize that it it is not just about slapping a website together or putting your logo on everything. It's really about how you engage the experience that people have with you when they encounter you. And I'm imagining it's not just when they become a client.
No. Think of every touch point that there is out there, especially on social media, whether you're on multiple platforms or just one, or think about how many times you post a day and what those posts are. Take this example. Say you're really excited to go to a really fancy restaurant. Your friends and family have been telling you about this restaurant for months. You finally get a reservation and you walk in the front door with your husband or wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And it smells. You could see that there's dirt all over the floor. Never mind. Now you're thinking, God only knows what the bathroom looks like. That is the equivalent of someone coming to your website and it just being slapped together with no strategy, no design direction, no brand strategy, no messaging direction whatsoever. You think those folks are going to come back? Are you ever going to go back to that restaurant?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So to the point, does branding build sales, or how does it build sales conversion? What you want your brand to do before you even get on a sales conversation call is to pre-frame who it is that you are, what you stand for, what your uniqueness is, what's your purpose. So when they get on that call, your branding has done a lot of the selling for you. It has qualified and disqualified the right clients. And that's the power of branding. So Diane, we could go as deep as you want, but I'm here for the next hour.
Well, I totally appreciate the explanation and it makes a ton of sense to me. And so I want to pull on it a little bit and ask you to talk about the difference between a business brand and a personal brand and why it's important that someone have both.
So I am a firm believer that people buy from people first.
Yeah.
And then they're going to buy your product or service. Yeah. I can tell you a funny story. When I was coming up in the design industry and as a freelance graphic designer in my early days, I really wasn't that great of a designer, Diane. I look at some of my old designs from years ago and I'm like, how did anybody buy this from me? It's so bad. And one of the things that I realized over time was, even when I was that bad at design, I was getting business because people liked me. They liked my attitude. They liked my business acumen. They trusted me. They liked speed, the speed in which I got it done. So there was all these other attributes about me personally that they liked, and that's why they chose me. When there was other competitors that were 10 times better than me, they came to me because of that relationship. So the personal brand and the business brand, you kind of got to grow them in tandem and build them in tandem. And to be honest with you, you don't have to get too fancy with your personal brand. You're already building your personal brand, whether you like it or not. Every action you take, every word that you say, you are building upon your personal brand. So I see a lot of people getting fancy with it, you know, online. And as long as you're authentic and transparent with it, then go right ahead. But people want the truth from you.
Yeah.
And that is what they're starving for. So if you can deliver the truth to them and be comfortable in your own skin and be comfortable with what you're offering and know it inside and out so that they feel that confidence radiating from you, that's your personal brand. And then your business brand is, Well, it's just an offshoot of who you are. So, you know, if I come to a site that's super sloppy and not professional looking and unpolished, and I'm going to start scratching my head going, I wonder if their products or service are spotty like this. Maybe I'm too sensitive to this, Diane, because I've been in the space too long, but these are some of the experiences that I've had over the years. And when we corrected those things, we saw huge improvements in conversion and customer experience.
Well, and it makes perfect sense to me because I totally agree with you. People buy from people first. So they have to feel comfortable. They have to trust. And so I really like this because I think, you know, people listening who haven't considered this before, hopefully realize that building your personal brand is easy. It's just, you know, have integrity, be authentic, build trust, be honest. And, you know, those are the things that will build trust, and then make sure that your business practices mirror that.
Yeah. The quickest way to get in trouble is to promise something you can't deliver.
Yeah, right.
Or to put this facade on like you're somebody, and then you get a whole bunch of clients and they realize that you're not who you said you were.
Yep.
Ugh. That's brand. That's poor branding. It's very poor branding. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen to clients. Unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way as I was coming up in the space, because I was that person, Diane. I came up extremely insecure. I was a very insecure kid. It dripped into my early adolescent and early adult age. And there was all this glitter and glam, and I had always had to have the nicest watch and the nicest car and the vacations and the girls and the this and the that. And some of the people that were closest to me saw right through it and said, Henry, what are you doing? And you couldn't tell me anything at that age.
Yeah.
You couldn't. And then it just one day just exploded in my face.
Wow.
And I had to pick up the pieces and realize that I was doing the right things for the wrong reasons. So I don't want to see that happen to anybody, because I know what that feels like, and I know what it takes to rebuild that. And I'm not, it took a lot of work internally and externally. And I'm just lucky I made that decision and made that choice back 10 years ago.
Right.
Because I couldn't imagine being 40 years old making those same mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find that there are people who who are really blind to it in themselves? They don't realize how they're showing up.
Diane, are you on Clubhouse?
I'm not, because I don't have an iPhone.
Sit tight. I think the Android version is coming out very soon.
Okay.
So let me give you an example, Diane.
Okay.
Yesterday, I'm on this panel, and there's probably 9 of us on this panel. We're talking about ClickFunnels and landing page design and optimization. And the person running the room is explaining how he uses funnels to, what's the word I'm looking for? He's using funnels to validate an offer. And this woman is listening to him speak, and you could tell she wasn't dialed into the conversation because of what she said when she started to speak. She said, "Well, I don't think that that's a good idea. And this is the funnel strategy that we use." And she explained it, and he said, "Well, yeah, that's one way of doing it, but I'm talking about just like getting an idea validated so that if it does, we can build out the appropriate funnel." And she said the following: "Well, we're close to doing $50 million in using this funnel strategy." So now, Diane, my ears perk up. I'm thinking 50 million.
Yeah.
You should be doing this Clubhouse call like on your plane or in a helicopter or on a yacht or right. Diane, I go to her Instagram account. And it couldn't have been further from a $50 million lifestyle.
Wow, really?
And I'll just leave it at that. Because I do follow some people on Instagram that are worth $50 million or have $50 million businesses. Mm-hmm. And their Instagram feed did not look like hers. Mm. I removed myself from the room.
Wow.
Because I will not rub shoulders with people like that.
Yeah, right.
For her to throw out a figure of that magnitude,
yeah,
and not think that people were going to call BS on that the minute they saw her Instagram feed, that's blind as a bat. And call me judgy, call me who are you, Henry, to judge her. Maybe she does have that and she just lives a modest life. I know what I know.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. Right. So I don't understand what it is. The only thing that I could say is through my own lens, through my own experience, when people are insecure, they overcompensate. Cause that's what I did. I can only speak for myself here. Let me just preface.
Yeah.
And people saw it. People saw it right through me. And I didn't say it. I thought I was like the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Until I heard and I learned things later on. And I said, wow, man, did I look like a clown. And I course corrected because now I have a 3.5-year-old son.
Ah.
And I don't want him making the same mistakes I did. And I don't want him to think that he has to prove himself to anybody.
Right.
And my whole life changed 3.5 years ago. It really did for the better. And, you know, everything I do today is stepping stones for him to know what life is about, what business is about. And I just want to make sure that he's living the best life he can live. And I'm being the best role model for him, not only for him, but for my wife and my family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't know we were going to go down this path, but this is branding, you know, you're starting to get a feeling for me, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But that's where people start to get just blinded by the whole personal brand thing. Maybe that woman thought, well, if I throw out this figure, people are going to look at me like I'm, you know, I'm established or I have, I have credibility to what I'm about to say.
Right.
And Diane, you and I both know we've met super successful people that are absolutely miserable. And they, and a lot of times I've met some really successful people that really didn't know much about the business at all. They just knew how to hire the right people.
Right.
And I think it was Carnegie. It's one of those old guys that like barely knew anything about steel, but just knew how to put it together. I'm not taking anything away from him. I think that's a phenomenal. Sure. I think that's a true success right there. Them knowing the right people to put in place to make things happen. That takes mastery.
Well, it really does. And for me, it points out that, the best leaders are the ones who understand and appreciate that, and their ego isn't in the way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
So, when you were insecure and overcompensating and blinded to what was going on, I'm curious how, if looking back, you can. You're able to see how people were responding to you. Like at the time, it feels like you couldn't.
Yeah. So when I
looking
when
back,
I
look, can you?
Yeah. When I look back, I see how superficial the relationships were.
Oh.
They were very superficial. You know, if I had to call somebody at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning because, you know, I had a flat tire and I couldn't, I needed assistance, none of those people would have came.
Huh.
And the one thing that I remember clear as day when I was started, when I initiated help and I hired this coach, if you will, to help me sort of get my mindset aligned and I was complaining to him one day about how I was getting these nasty clients and they were so nasty and rude and they didn't appreciate me and they were just condescending and you know, the whole woe is me thing, right? It's all my clients' fault. I have nothing to do with this. And he says to me, Henry, we spent a couple of days together. You've told me now a bunch of stuff that you're doing. And let me ask you something. Is it any surprise based on how you're treating people that you're getting this in return?
Ooh.
And Diane?
Ouch.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
And then I started to look inside and I said, wow, you're pretty superficial yourself. You don't give a damn about anybody.
Huh.
And that light switch went on. And I said, ah, I see where the change needs to start. It's not Xing everybody out of your life. It's not blaming everybody and pointing fingers that they all suck. I needed rewiring. And I was committed to doing it. And it took some time. But when I did that, it literally rewired me and the way that I see the world. And instead of it being all about me, I switched it and said, how can I help people? Because what I put out into the world, and this was like a case study for me. Diane, I went, well, let me just try this for 30 days and see if it works. Let me be nicer to people. Let me be more truthful. Let me be more transparent. Let me be fill in the gap. And you wouldn't believe what happened, Diane.
Yes, I would.
Right? All of a sudden.
Yeah.
This higher energy came over and the universe changed for me, literally, in 30 days, like overnight. And I said, okay, now I get it. Yeah. What you put into this world is what you're going to get out. And then I started to apply that in business. What you put into your business is what you're going to get out. And definitely. That's when I started investing heavily into personal development. Mm-hmm. I started investing heavily into coaches. I started investing heavily back into my business, making sure that if I was demanding quality clients or I wanted quality clients, that I needed a quality product. I needed a quality business. I needed a quality experience to deliver. And so, you know, God knows how much I spent over the past 14 years of building this business, but it shows in my client roster. It shows in the quality of work that we do. It shows in all of those segments and verticals. And so I always tell people, like, you always want the best of the best, but you got to work for that. You got to, you know, that doesn't come easy.
No.
Just a thought.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate you sharing that. I think it's very important for people to hear. And so I am grateful for that. I want to switch our conversation, move it over to ClickFunnels. Mm-hmm. And I would love it if you would explain to the listeners exactly what that is.
So really easily, ClickFunnels is a software that allows you to create landing pages that you don't need any coding background or anything like that, but allows you to create landing pages and set them up in a sequence that guides your customer to a decision.
Okay.
And so ClickFunnels was a godsend to me because when my business was tanking as a, you know, a freelance graphic design company, I needed to increase the value that I delivered to my audience. And at that point, I was getting really good at design, and I saw a need in the ClickFunnels, in the digital marketing world, for this premium design look and feel. And so I invested in getting coached by Russell Brunson himself, which turned around and led to a 2.5 year engagement where he was hiring me to help him brand ClickFunnels. And I started to get into funnel design and funnel builds and funnel architecture and funnel strategy, because I saw the power that this software was delivering. So if you have a product or service that you want to get to market fast, and you don't have the time to get that website built, and you could use ClickFunnels, and it's going to optimize that customer journey and get you. Now you have to have some savvy, Diane. You have to have some sort of strategy. You got to have some sort of skill set in this. And if you don't worry about it. Get the software and hire somebody to do it for you. That is the quickest way to success, in my opinion. It's not focusing in on the how to get it done. It's who can get this done for me. That has been my, you want the secret to success? For me, that's it right there.
And so
ClickFunnels has been around 6 years. I think I started using ClickFunnels 5.5 years ago. It was about six months old when I started using it. And I saw the power. I saw how easy it was to go out on social media, tell somebody to do this, this, and this, and see the result. And that's what ClickFunnels does. It helps people buy online through a very sequential series of steps. And they do a lot of the heavy lifting for you, but you still got to have the right hook. You still got to have the right story. You still got to have the right offer. And that's where a lot of my work comes in. Now, we still do a lot of that architecture and build out for our clients, but a lot of the heavy lifting is in the strategic work up front. So understanding your client, understanding your brand, and what offers are relevant to them, what they really want, what their pains really are, what they're challenged with, and create a funnel that's going to help them resolve those issues with your product or service. So there's a lot of strategic work that needs to be done. I always equate it to going to war. You would never go to war without a war plan or a plan of attack. Well, you don't want to build a funnel that way either, because you will get crushed. And I've wasted a lot of time, money, and energy on not coming up with a proper strategy first and getting my, you know what, handed to me. Yeah. So I don't want to see that happen to my clients or other people out there that are just getting into this space or see the value, but they just don't know what to do with it. We're here to help guide and get that clarity and focus on the strategy first. Then we go and build everything out accordingly.
Okay, great. I want to do a follow-up on that, but first I'm going to do a sponsor break. Sure. So hang tight. Be back in a second. Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, and we're offering you a free trial. Head on over to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth, sign up for that free trial, and then go exploring. There are thousands of audiobook titles that you can choose from. There's podcasts, Audible originals, guided meditations, and so much more. It's amazing. And the cool thing, well, one of the things I think is cool about it is that you can get all of those different things all in one place. So you don't have to go in and out of platforms to, you know, do a guided meditation and then go listen to a book. So check it out for yourself. See how you can get the audio content that you are looking for easily. And they're always adding new things to it. So it's an ever-growing platform. Today, we're speaking with Henry Kaminsky about ClickFunnels and branding. So Henry, before I took the break, I asked you to, you know, explain what ClickFunnels are, and you did. It was great. So my follow-up question is, what's the difference between a good ClickFunnel and a bad one?
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, we're doing a whole live stream on this in about an hour.
Oh, sweet.
I cannot wait. This is just awesome stuff here. Oh man, what's a good funnel and a bad, what's the difference between a good funnel and a bad funnel? Oh my Lord, where do I start? Well, the first thing is, does it solve a problem? Does it solve a real problem for the people that you're trying to serve? And if the answer is no, you got to rethink your whole funnel strategy. If it has a confusing message, and this is what I mean by confusing message, you're trying to attract these high net worth folks or these, you know, super successful entrepreneurs or business owners, and they come to your funnel and it's horribly designed. It's confusing me.
Yeah.
It's not helping me trust you. And I'm very skeptical. See, funnels get a bad rap because of the people using them. It's not the funnel. It's not the funnel. Because the funnel, if it's done right, the funnel is powerful, like we mentioned before. But if you have confusing messaging, if you have horrible design, if you have a funnel that does not provide some sort of solution to a problem, then what's the point? What's the point? And I've seen this 1,000 times. People are trying to just make a fast buck with it, and you can tell. Come on, the market is not stupid. The market has gotten very sophisticated over the past 6 years, especially, you know, so I say 6 years because it's when, you know, ClickFunnels. You could get away with a lot of nonsense, Diane, 6 years ago with funnels. Like with fake countdown timers and fake scarcity, things like that. People aren't even paying attention to that anymore. If anything, if they see that on your funnel, they're X-ing out because they're like, this is nonsense.
Huh.
So.
Which is great. And I'm so glad that you said people are, you know, just trying to make a quick buck, because my concern is that there's so many people who are even being told, hey, just, you know, slap this thing out there, throw this thing out there. It's a great, you know, other revenue source, but they're not really explaining to them all the things that you just said about it can't be confusing. It has to provide value and you know, those kinds of things. And then they wonder why it doesn't work.
And then the other part that I forgot to mention is a really bad funnel has too much friction as you go through it. So there's too many steps.
Oh.
Like there's just too many steps. There's too much to do. So if you reduce the number of actions that you want your funnel visitor to take, you're going to increase your conversions, you're going to build trust, and you're going to get a more qualified client or prospect. I'll give you a quick example. When I first started in the funnel game, I thought I needed all these upsells and downsells and cross sells and all these things for somebody to buy from me. And when I simplified everything down to literally a three-step process, my whole business transformed. I'll give you a quick example. Let's build it. Let me showcase a funnel for you. It could be mine. It could be anybody. But I really understood my client, and the client is somebody who has more money than time, and they just want to get stuff done, and they just want to hand it over and say, get this done. I need it by X. Let's roll. Okay. So when I realized that, I said, okay, I need to be punchy and to the point. And the other thing that I realized was they like to see via visual, like the process. So my funnel is very simple. You come to my website and you can opt in to watch a masterclass, and it's 20 minutes long at most, right? And I walk you through the process. And then at the end, I tell them, listen, you could try to figure all this out on your own, or you can come with me and I'll get it done for you. But first, we need to do an assessment to see where you are, see where you want to go, and what's troubling you in between that we need to overcome. So I tell them the next step, which is step two, is to book an assessment. They book an assessment. It's a two-step process. You make the payment, you book the call. Done. Step three, we do the assessment and we decide whether or not the next step is what you should do or what that looks like, right? So the Brand Accelerator program, which is my core offer, may not be the right fit. You may just need some coaching, or maybe this doesn't make sense at all because you're in the infant stage and you need to go back to the drawing board and start validating some things first. And we decline the client. So we assess what the client needs during that call, and we get to the real issues. Because a lot of times, Diane, they'll come and they say, I need a funnel.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Let me ask you some questions. Just like a doctor would do, right?
Yeah.
And we realize that, yes, that's true. They do need a funnel. But they don't even know who the heck their audience is yet.
Ooh.
So what's a funnel going to do if you don't know who it is that you're truly serving?
Right.
So then we take them through the strategic phase, and then we really show them the depth of branding and marketing strategy. And they come out of that workshop way more educated on who they're serving. Now we can build a funnel that's going to have a much stronger chance of converting than them just trying to whip something up together. So, fast. So that's the three-step process. It's watch the masterclass. I'll show you and demonstrate my expertise. If that makes sense to you, then book the assessment. That's step two. And then step three is just to, hey, move forward and get this done. It's a completely done for you program. Or we could do the strategy and you can get it done with your team. It's completely up to you. But, or do nothing at all.
Right.
Or do nothing at all.
Yeah.
So that makes it. So when I stripped all of that nonsense out and just focused on this simple step, everything changed. Everything changed.
So, Henry, do you think that people overcomplicate it because they think that makes other people think that they're really good at what they do? That
could be, Diane.
You know,
I chuckle, but yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
No. Listen, I would much rather, if I came to you, Diane, and I was inquiring about your services or products, and you said to me that, Henry, based on our conversation, I don't think I could help you. And here's why.
Uh-huh.
I would refer you the next 10 clients because mm-hmm. trust you.
Right.
It wasn't about the money for you. It was about really trying to get me help.
Right.
And when you're going through someone's funnel, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that branding that makes me feel that this person really cares. So how do we create that?
Yep.
In a series of landing pages or on a website? That's what my company does. We help you create that experience. And then we can implement it, or you can do it on your own.
Right.
And that's what we want to do. That's the essence of branding at its core. So I'm hoping this conversation with you today is helping your audience understand the power of branding and what it does for your business. Because I truly believe that there's a large segment of the world that still need educating on the importance of branding, what branding really is.
I agree with you. And this has been tremendously helpful. I really appreciate it. It explains it in a way that just makes so much sense. And I think you know, really makes it easier, which is a beautiful thing. Do me a favor and tell the listeners, you know, how they can find your company, how they can find you and, you know, the things that you've got going on, please.
Sure. So I would say the best bet, if they're listening to this podcast, chances are they like podcasts. I've had a podcast now for the past 4.5 years. We're going on like 430 episodes. Go check out the Brand Doctor podcast. And you can get that on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere a podcast is produced, you're going to find the Brand Doctor podcast. And come check me out there. You'll get access to my website and all that good stuff through the podcast. But that podcast is one of my favorite things to do. And it's just been an incredible journey. I've had such incredible people on the show. And I've learned so much, not only from other folks that are coming on the show, but I've learned so much about myself by doing those solo episodes and just talking things out and just sharing my true self has really matured me as a man and has really helped me grow as a person and entrepreneur. So podcasting is a great thing. So congratulations, Diane, for your podcast. This is an amazing podcast. I love what it's all about. I love its purpose.
Thank you. I do too. And I learn something every single time I do.
Right?
An episode. Yeah, I know. It's like perfect. So great. Oh my gosh. Well, Henry, I really appreciate it. And listeners, you know, this I'm imagining because it did it for me. You know, hopefully helped you better understand the connection between branding and sales and branding and ClickFunnels and what ClickFunnels actually are and, you know, personal brand and professional, you know, your company and you, all those things and how important they are. And make sure that you check out Henry's podcast because, you know, it's going to be full of information that you need. You can get it when it's the right time for you. You know how to do that because you're listening to podcasts anyway. So get on out there and do it. I'd also like to thank audible.com. Also, you know, head on over to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth and sign up for the free trial and check out all that audio content. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
This message is sponsored by Amazon.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel, but now there are vaccines. It's okay to have questions. Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision about COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Me, 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 but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.